We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You hear the song? It's time for the first Vodka Rebel to celebrate Friday. Vodka Rebel Friday.
First?
I'm going Tito's. You want Goose? What do you want?
I'm going to go with...
New Amsterdam?
No. I forgot the damn name. Hansen.
Hansen?
Never heard of Hansen?
Mm-bop.
Yeah, Hansen. Organic flavored.
Right.
It's an organic vodka made of grapes.
I always go with Tanqueray. They make vodka now.
It's from
Tanqueray
Sonoma.
Makes vodka now?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I had some bad nights with Tanqueray.
It's time to go for us to the BetQL guest line. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com and bring in our friend, PFT Commenter. Nobody in the world like him. You can follow him on Twitter, Instagram, everywhere. At PFT Commenter. PFT, what's going on, man? How are you feeling? I understand you ate a lot of pasta last night.
I'm not feeling 100% right now, JP. I am feeling like I ate 5 pounds of pasta last night, feeling every single effect like that. As a 36-year-old, eating too much food gives you pretty much the exact same side effects as, like, just slamming a bunch of heroin. I feel just awful this morning. I woke up.
5 pounds?
What made you do that?
Well, I'm glad that you asked. I'm a real diehard fan of the Washington Capitals. Made a bet against my producer, Hank, during the Caps-Bruins series, where if the Caps lost, I would have to eat as much pasta as I could until I threw up. And if the Caps won, he was going to have to drink as much Chardonnay as he possibly could until he threw up. So
did you get your goal?
Well, yeah, I did. I threw up a couple times on a live stream last night. We did it. We were watching the Nets and the Bucks. Every now and again, it's good to do something really, really stupid to remind yourself not to do something really, really, really stupid. So you get up to the line, you cross the line a little bit, and you're like, okay, I still got it, but I also realize that maybe I'm not as young as I used to be. So, like, I feel awful right now, but mentally, maybe I feel worse mentally just knowing that, like, my body can't even handle eating a lot anymore.
But you're carved up. You may be able to go get like a 10-mile run, though, bro. You're cool now.
That's what I said. I was like, maybe I'll just try to run a marathon tomorrow morning because I'll have so much energy. Turns out that's not the case. I think I may have done a marathon over the course of the night just getting up, walking to the bathroom, and then walking back to the bedroom.
When you are eating that much pasta as punishment for losing a bet, like, do you deal with marinara, yeah, Alfredo? Like, what do you do in that situation?
That's a great question, and I tried to set it up so that I would have a mixture of Alfredo, vodka, marinara sauce, so I wouldn't get bored while I was eating. I think that was actually kind of a mistake, even though I didn't have Alfredo. It was like I had a bolognese, I had a vodka, and I had a marinara that I was, like, cycling back and forth. I was switching back and forth. And then I think that was actually not a great call because I would have thrown up sooner if I had just gotten sick of one specific sauce. I was, like, trying to enjoy my meal. I started out eating slowly. I was like, I'd like to enjoy my dinner tonight, so let me crush this penne bolognese. And then after that, I'll just really turn it on. Turns out that was a dumb move. I should have just gone for it right off the bat, trying to expel it as quickly as I could so I could get back to real life. But no, this is the type of sick that I didn't pre-tums. That was a big mistake. You got to pre-tums. I'm the king of pre-tumsing. If I go out, if I know I'm going to eat chicken wings or anything spicy, drink a margarita, I'm pre-tumsing all day. I'm doing like 6 hours of prep for that. But I didn't even take a pre-tums this time or a pre-pepto. So
That's tough.
That was a that was a dumb move, and just trying to Tums this issue that I'm dealing with right now away is not going to work. It's like trying to chop down a tree with a toothpick.
So what does the day entail, since you got to make sure you get rid of all that pasta?
That's a great question. I haven't really thought that far ahead. I might work out.
Coffee and cigarettes.
Yeah, there you go. That's not a bad idea. Coffee, cigarettes, Adderall, Sudafed, methamphetamines. Yeah, you name it. I'll freebase a little cocaine later. Just whatever you can do to get the system moving. I don't know what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to try to work out at some point today. We'll see if that works. Probably won't. I'll probably do the thing where I'll take the pre-workout supplement. I'll go to the gym, and then I'll just kind of like lay and stretch for a couple hours and then come back home.
And then take the post-workout supplement.
There's no good way out of this hole.
I wanted to ask you, though, on a serious note, I ended up kind of working myself into a fervor about this yesterday. How hard is it for you to watch Barry Trotz go to the Eastern Conference Finals and know that since he held the Stanley Cup as the head coach of the Washington Capitals, the Caps have not won a single playoff series since they let him go, and he's won five playoff series for the Islanders?
Yeah, you know, it used to be difficult for me. I'm not going to lie. It has been an issue in the past, especially you combine that. You got Varley out here winning. Grubauer's name's being tossed around a little bit. He got bounced. But I used to feel that way. But my brain is really good at self-preservation and at being delusional. So I've flipped a switch recently where I'm like, you know what? I'm going to count Barry Trotz's postseason wins kind of as Capitals wins. So I know that's idiotic, but I'm laying claim to that. So every time I see my good friend Frankie Borelli celebrating an Islanders win, I just remind him, I'm like, you know where that coach is from, right? You know who you got him from. And then I get to feel like a little bit okay about myself for the next, I don't know, 30, 40 seconds. And then I go back to remembering, oh, yeah, we could have had all of this. And Barry was a great coach, man. I miss having Barry around. I don't know why things didn't work out. I don't understand. I don't pretend to know all the finances behind the scenes when it comes to that stuff. But it seems like if a coach wins a Stanley Cup, you might want to keep him around. I'm not a genius, guys, but if you take over a team that has a history of choking in the playoffs and you get them all on the same page and your star players love you, seems like that's a guy that might be beneficial to have around for the future of the franchise.
I'll say
and I
so.
Like Laviolette. I like Laviolette. Don't get me wrong. I think he's a perfectly good coach. No problems with him. Problem is he's going to be compared to the old guy,
right?
You know, and that's not really fair to him either. So I don't know what happened. Maybe you guys can explain to me why that didn't work out.
Well, I think, I mean, ultimately, I think it was money. I think
they wanted to pay him a certain price, and they didn't want to pay him the price he was asking for the amount of years he wanted.
And I think his contract was expiring. I like Lav, too, and I think that's an important part of this. We're not mad about Laviolette. The dude I'm mad about is Reardon, who was clearly a step back from Trotz. And now I think Laviolette's a good coach, like you said, but it was that step back. Like, they went backward after getting to the mountaintop. Like, you'd like to think you just climb another mountain.
Yeah, you can't replace a guy like Barry with a guy who's, like, quite simply, maybe the baldest person in the world in Todd Reardon. I don't think – and that's – I know it sounds kind of mean to say, but, like, he knows. Like, he's if you're that bald, you got to bick it. You got to go clean scalp on that thing. He looked like Kevin from The Office lost 150 pounds. Like, that's how bald that guy was. And Barry was a little pitbull. Sure, he was bald too, but like if you're built like a fire hydrant and you're bald and you keep it tight, like that's an intimidating look, and you can respect that. But Todd Reardon back there, he was like, there was nothing about that guy that commanded authority. I had actually blocked him out of my memory. I committed Todd Reardon to the sands of time. But Barry Trotz, man, I love that guy. And if it's just because of money, when there's no, like, as far as I know, coaches' salaries don't really count towards the salary cap, guys. I don't know why that wasn't able to be worked out, other than just like, you know, it sounds like maybe some personal differences too.
Yeah.
If you're not willing to pay a head coach the salary that he wants after he just takes you guys to a cup.
Yeah. Talking with PFT commenter here on the BetQL guest line. Make sure you follow him on Twitter and Instagram @PFT commenter. PFT, I wanted to ask you, I don't know Obviously, you've been busy, you know, pounding pasta. But the Washington football team just had mini camp for the last few days. I was out there for the bulk of the practices. Two things can be true at once. Ryan Fitzpatrick is the unquestioned starter for the Washington football team. But for 3 days of minicamp, Taylor Heinicke looked better than Ryan Fitzpatrick. How do you process that information?
Wow. I mean, you were out there, JP. You're the one, you know, you're getting ink under your fingernails. You're doing the hard work of a journalist. So far be it from me as an outsider to point out to you that I didn't see any cicadas flying into Taylor Heinicke's beard and becoming great friends with him. So, like, all I know is what I see on social media. I didn't see Taylor Heinicke holding up a chalkboard thing that looked like it was his first day of school. So I base my entire life off social media, JP. I think it's a pretty healthy mindset to have. And from my standpoint, it looked like Fitzpatrick was. But if you're telling me that Heinicke is going to look like he's the better option, like, I think Rivera's probably going to go with him. He said the other day, like, this is an open competition at quarterback. So you know what? It might even be better that Ryan Fitzpatrick is not the starter at the beginning of the season, because you don't get full-on Fitz magic if he's your day one guy. Fitz magic is something that gets sprinkled in like Salt Bae. You remember Salt Bae? Over the course of a season. So, like, he'll come in off the bench for the second half.
I think Fitz is going to start.
Do we think they're going to bring him in at the amount he's making and not put him on the field?
No, I absolutely believe he starts. Here's the other problem with Heinicke. He got hurt in a walkthrough. There are very legitimate. He had to get stitches. Did you know that, PFT?
What happened?
Pretty accident, though.
It was a total fluke accident, but he had to get stitches and he chipped his tooth because he ran into a running back during a walkthrough.
How does one run into a running back during a walkthrough?
I think we have tape on it.
I haven't seen it. If you got the tape, you need to show
us. I'm just saying, somebody got tape. We probably won't get it, but somebody got tape.
Gus Frerotte ran into a wall. I don't think he ever ran into anybody
during a walkthrough. He was trying to show people how tough he was, though, PFT. That's what he told me.
That's how he did it, by headbutting a wall?
Yeah, and I told him, I said, dude, this stadium weighs about 600,000 tons. How the hell you – that's stupid is what it is.
You think you're tougher than this stadium?
I mean, that's an all-time. And we've gotten to know Gus, and he's a great dude, and he's like, nobody remembers that I'm in the NFL record books for having the longest touchdown throw in history, because there's a number of quarterbacks that have a 99-yard touchdown pass, but he's one of them. Hmm. He's like, nobody remembers that, but they sure remember me headbutting the wall.
Yeah, they normally remember the stupid things that people do.
That's a tough one to get over. Like, I can't even begin to think of anything that you could do to make headbutting a wall and knocking yourself out of the game the second most memorable thing that you've done in your career. Like, that's a tough one to top. But I remember Tom Brady, didn't he get like his thumb split open during a walkthrough a couple of years ago? I think that's right before he played against maybe it was before he played against the Jaguars in the AFC Championship game. Rex Burkhead, I guess, took a hand off the wrong way from him, ran into his hand, and he had to get like 20 stitches or something on his thumb. Mm-hmm. So yeah, maybe Taylor Heinicke is the second coming to Tom Brady. Who knows?
Who knows? PFT, two things for you. I don't know if you saw, I tweeted it out, the new Eastern Motors ambassadors for the 2021 season, Terry McLaurin, Antonio Gibson, Curtis Samuel. As a dude that grew up here in the D.C. area, is there any more iconic commercial for you than the Eastern Motors, your job is your credit commercials?
Yeah, there's one. Do you remember? I didn't even know those homes were there.
That is a good one. I don't remember what it was.
You remember that one?
Yeah, maybe it was I think it might have been for the Washington Post classified, or the Washington Post like home section in the Sunday paper, and the lady at the end.
I think you're right, because I drop that line so often. Like if somebody tells me about like a wing restaurant that I didn't know existed, and it's right in my neighborhood, I'll be like, I didn't even know those homes were there. And they'll just look at me like I've got three heads. And I'm like, oh, I guess you didn't live in the D.C. area between 1989 and 1993. Otherwise, that joke would have killed right there. But I still say it all the time. But to your point, the Eastern Motors, your jobs, your credit, those are iconic. I mean, like, I don't know what the process was like for getting the Washington Redskins players out there and telling them what they needed to do during the commercials. But it looked like they just walked onto the set and, like, tossed them a football and said, all right, just, like, toss this football to yourself and then try to sing along with the song, and we'll get you out of here in about 20 minutes. Did I get that about right?
Yeah, so I've actually been to an Eastern Motors media day where they bring the media out to, like, to interview the guys and talk about it. It's remarkable. They've built something there for sure. The other one, B. Mitch and I were talking about that I think Brock reminded us of.
Kiss My Bumper?
Kiss My Bumper. Kiss, you remember
kiss,
that,
kiss,
dude?
Kiss, kiss.
Yeah.
That dude was crazy.
Just kiss my bumper.
That guy was awesome. Also, the guy with all the question marks and dollar signs like on his shirt.
That dude,
the government will give you $10,000 if you buy my book, and he has all the question marks on his suit.
That guy's a genius because he wrote a book about how to make money, and he made all his money by writing a book about how to make money. Like, that's the American dream right there. It's like, he didn't really do anything. He just made money telling people, hey, I made my money by writing a book telling you how to make money.
That dude has a car. He has like a Mini Cooper with question marks all over it. And it's like, it's like orange with black question marks all over it. Good for him. He has found his niche.
Hey, if it works, do it.
Right. He's got a brand. I would be so disappointed if, like, I don't know, let's say I was working in a hospital or something like that, and he came in to visit somebody, and he came in wearing, like, sweatpants or a tracksuit.
Yeah, not the suit.
Where are all the question marks?
You should get a question mark tracksuit, PFT.
Oh, that'd be sick. Yes, I should. I got to get back into buying new jumpsuits. I took a couple of years off.
Keep eating all that pasta. You won't be able to fit them.
No, that's the beauty about jumpsuits, man. Jumpsuits are the most leisurely item of clothing that you can possibly wear. They're very expansive in the waist, very loose fitting up top. So if you can put on like 15, 20 pounds. Like, that's why if you watch The Sopranos, that's basically all they wear is jumpsuits.
They do look comfortable.
Cold cuts and pasta all the time. It's that's a man of leisure when you see a guy wearing a jumpsuit, no undershirt, and then just a chain hanging down.
I need to get there. So listen to this. We had a dude, we do these cash flash contests on the radio station, and a guy listening to our show, Josh Herbstritt, won $1,000 just by listening to our show.
Mm-hmm.
If you won $1,000 today that you have to spend, you can't invest it or do anything smart with it, you have to spend it immediately, what would you spend it on?
That's a great. So I can't put a parlay down. I can't.
I think you can parlay it if you want. I think if you put a bet in is reasonable.
I've got a people's parlay that we're working on. You ready for this? So the people's parlay is gonna start out with an easy dub for everyone. It's gonna be the Nets. Nets to win the title, right?
Uh-huh.
That's the first one. Second leg is going to be the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. Third leg is going to be the Mets to win the World Series. So I guess that's kind of the second leg. And then the fourth leg is going to be Duke to win the NCAA championship. And I think it pays out.
You had everybody going until you said Duke in this town.
Yeah, I don't think the Mets are winning the World Series either.
Yeah, but you have to include a couple underdogs in there.
That would pay a lot.
Yeah, you have to toss in a couple less likely ones. And you got to get it started with a nice little easy victory with the Nets. So that's a parlay that we're going to be putting out. And then, really, we're betting on Duke because it's just insurance against being miserable. So
Coach K's farewell, and he's cutting Nets.
Yeah, he's gonna make everything about him. He's probably gonna call in all the favors that he's accumulated over the years, because he knows where the bodies are buried down there, and he probably has some dirt on a lot of other coaches. So he's gonna call in a couple favors. You know that he's gonna be getting all the calls, every call in the book. They're gonna be breaking out even some of the old ones that they haven't used since the 70s, giving Coach K every advantage. And there's a good possibility that Duke puts it together and wins the title. So it's really just insurance against feeling miserable watching that old miserable guy cut down those nets. So I think that pans out, like, we did the math last night. We were going to put down $1,700 on it, and I believe it paid out something like $6
million.
Oh, wow. So, in that case, JP and I may have something to put into that.
Yeah, We do a weekend parlay every week, which has outrageous odds, and B-Mitch usually puts 20 on it because it'll pay like $4,000. PFT, we got to run. Coming up next, I think you'll love this. Landfill has put together a top 10 list, the top 10 mistakes of the Bruce Allen era in Washington. What would be one for you?
Oh, damn. Top 10 mistakes of the Bruce Allen era. I think mispronouncing your starting quarterback's name.
Over and over again.
Over and over and over and over again. That might be a tough one.
That'll be on there for sure.
Maybe Jim Zorn wasn't Bruce Allen. That was before.
That was pre-Bruce. But then they brought in Bruce to clean up the Zorn mess. And we all saw how that went.
Yeah, I honestly, like, by the end of the Bruce Allen, this is just like an all-encompassing mistake. But by the end of it, I miss Vinny Serrato. That's tough to do. I know that B-Mitch.
That's saying a hell of a lot right there.
Wow. You probably miss it too, B-Mitch.
Oh, no.
PFT, thank you, man. We always appreciate it. I legitimately can't wait to listen to Mr. Portnoy on my ride home. So I appreciate it, man.
Oh, he's great. He's a delight. Love you guys. Have a great weekend.
Right, man, thank you, man. That's the great PFT commenter. Coming up next, top 10 mistakes of the Bruce Allen era as only Landfill can pen. You don't want to miss this.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
B-Mitch and Finley here on 106.7 The Fan. Congrats to Josh Herbstritt, who won $1,000 on the Cash Flash Thursday while listening to this exact show, B-Mitch and Finley. Listen for the code word and the sports update at the top of every hour from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., then text that code word to 72881. There's a new $1,000 winner every hour.
Yep.
That is so cool. We actually have Josh on the phone. Let's go to the Gambit DC listener line. Josh, congrats on winning a G while listening to the radio.
A G.
Are we now your favorite radio show in history?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's amazing, guys. It's amazing.
So Can you clear
the code word?
Yeah, what was the code word?
Cloud.
Cloud
was the magic word.
Can you clear something relatively important up for us? How do you say your last name?
Herb Stritt.
Herb Stritt. All right, good. We've been saying it correct.
Yeah. Awesome. I know a lot of people mix it up with Kirk Herb Street.
So yeah, JPD, as soon as I said it.
I did immediately. What are you going to do with the $1,000, dude?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, the guy you guys had on before made a good point that I should probably just, you know, throw it into a parlay on FanDuel.
Hey, turn that money into more money.
Exactly.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
Yep, just about Cody's age.
Yeah, dude.
I understand.
Do it up. Well, listen, man, congrats. We're happy for you, and keep listening to the show. You might win another $1,000.
Of course, yeah. I'll have to do that.
All right, brother.
All right, man. Take care. Man. And if you want to buy us something since you were listening to our show, we will accept it. It is now time to turn things over to Landfill.
The Phil.
If you're looking to buy us something, we prefer scotch, kind of like somebody we're about to talk about.
He was a Coors Light man, but sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get a lot of Coors Light for $1,000.
It was like Dolly's full.
Dolly's full.
I mean, they literally had a dolly that they'd wheel in there. Explain yourself, Landfill.
All right, so I have a list here of the top 10 biggest mistakes of the Bruce Allen era when he was the president of the Washington football team. And we're going to start at the bottom, start with number 10.
Are you giving us clues and we guess? Is this a pop quiz? Or
possibly. I'm going to give you a few of them. Maybe if you want to throw out a guess as to what you think the 10th biggest mistake of the Bruce Allen era was, you can go with that here.
No, you let us kind of test the water here. Let us know.
All right, so for number 10, I'm going to put it at Bruce Allen being in charge of challenges. I feel like that was a pretty massive mistake.
Now, that...
He was in charge of that?
That got misreported.
Mm.
He was in the room, so Gruden...
Why was he in the room?
Exactly.
That's a big question, certainly. He wasn't in charge of challenges, but he was in the room... Where when they thought about a challenge, the guys they would talk to upstairs to look at everything, there were a number of people in the room. But my guess is Bruce is all of their boss. Mm-hmm. So if he was like, hey, challenge that, they're going to be like, all right.
Yeah.
Let's say this. Not being in charge, but his involvement in challenges.
Right.
Certainly dumb.
If you're like boss's boss was standing next to you while you did your job every day, that guy's in charge.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
Right, like, right. If CK walked into the aquarium here mm-hmm. and was kind of letting you guys do your thing, but was there, and he said, "No, let's play the Talking Heads first album.
We're gonna do
put it on." Yeah, good point.
He's in charge.
That was a bad idea.
All right, number 9. You know, this would have to do with the pronunciation of words and constantly calling your quarterback Kurt all the time for no reason.
What if it wasn't that? Was he making a mistake or he just didn't know how to say it?
He claimed that officially from the Washington football team PR department, they told the media that it was a McLean accent.
No, it was the wrong word.
If any of our listeners are from McLean, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067.
No accent.
Perhaps there's a McLean vernacular that we're unaware of, and I will give... Anyone from McLean that can call in and speak in that accent, free hug. No problem. I'll buy you lunch. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. The lawyers are always abound. But if you're from McLean, call in and explain yourself. To me, it was a bleep you.
Was it McLean, Virginia?
Oh, yeah.
Or McLean somewhere else? Because I don't see that as no accent.
McLean, Virginia is right there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's right over
McLean
the river.
McLean is no different than Vienna. Let's be real.
Annandale. Can somebody in Annandale say Kirk? Landfill, you are from where? Herndon? Ashburn?
Sterling.
Sterling. Can you pronounce K-I-R-K for me?
Kirk.
Cody Betts, you're a Virginia native.
It's Kirk.
B. Mitch, from all the way from Louisiana?
Kirk.
Kirk.
The irony of now, you I'm talking about Maryland. Pronunciation. The irony here.
There is some irony involved. I'm from Maryland.
Where... I mean, no offense. A lot of people from Maryland don't really know how to pronounce words that well.
Well, that's just ours.
Yeah. Ocean.
Kirk.
Wow. You nailed it.
You nailed
now,
it.
Now, Kirk is not on Twitter, but Kirk did lead the Washington football team to to an NFC East title in 2015.
Yes.
All right, so number 10 is Bruce Allen's involvement in challenges. Number 9 is saying Kurt instead of Kirk when talking about Kirk Cousins. I'd like to point out that I thought that would be higher on the list.
You thought it would be higher. Well, the thing is, though, there were just so many mistakes and just disastrous situations.
Do we have a caller from McLean? No. Okay.
All right, so number 8 would be the Scott McLuhan. Not so much the hiring of Scott McLuhan, but how it ended. The disastrous end to the Scott McLuhan era.
I'm kind of baffled by that one myself.
When he said that Scott went to Colorado to visit for a funeral?
It was just so bizarre.
The reason they blame him, why they had grounds to get rid of him, he was probably with them every time he was sipping.
There's an element of throwing stones from glass houses.
Yeah.
Now, that one, I think there's probably more behind the scenes there than we're ever really going to know.
It's more behind the scenes on both sides, I would say.
Sure.
So, yeah.
But, like, if you're going to fire somebody, don't publicly shame them. Like, I mean, don't make it a production. Just get rid of the dude.
That's not really their thing, though.
Certainly wasn't.
At least it wasn't back then. Number 7, I'm going to go with kind of the feud with Mike Shanahan in the kind of 2013 season and how that all ended.
Yeah, I hire you, and then all of a sudden now you are trying to get upper hand on me.
Mm-hmm.
That's how that happened.
And the Robert, there's a lot. Things were fairly nuclear in 2013.
It was a disastrous situation.
He knew how to do the political thing. He played the hell out of
the game. He is absolutely smart. I think people that underestimate, maybe smart's the wrong word. Conniving, perhaps?
Yeah. Shrewd.
Shrewd.
There you go.
That's a good one. See, that could be a segment on its own. Call it. We can take calls on trying to come up with positive words to say about Bruce Allen.
Good luck with that. You know, and one of the things that scares me about the current setup of the football team is, you know, Ron Rivera is theoretically in charge, much like Mike Shanahan was, and he's hired like 2 underlings who have the potential to be the guy who takes him out.
Those aren't the guy. Those aren't those kind of guys, though.
Oh.
B. Mitch played with Martin Mayhew. He's known him for 30 years.
Who knows?
Marty Herney and Rivera have done this before.
I'm just saying there are 2 guys. That doubles the possibilities.
I think the system right now is the best setup outside of Gibbs, because when Gibbs was there, Vinny Serrato kind of just had no say.
Yeah, he
there is no...
He had a little say.
There is no middleman right now between Ron and Dan, and I think that's good.
Okay.
I'm going to have to take your word for it.
So number 7, you're just saying the fallout with Mike Shanahan?
Yes.
Okay.
Now number 6, you know, this is related to number 7, but I think it's distinct and in and of itself important, is just the RG3 debacle. The entirety of that situation. I didn't put this higher because I do kind of give them credit for making the trade for RG3, which looked like it was going to work out brilliantly for a little while there.
About 8 games.
And then it was just such.
Just think that one thing that they didn't do. You have to also know that the subject that you're making the trades for is matured enough to handle what you're trying to throw in their lap so quick. And they didn't do that.
All right, so we've gone 10 through 6. Let's get the top 5 next. I want to squeeze in one call. Give me Gary. He's got a comment on McLean accents. Gary, you're on the Gambit DC listener line. Are you from McLean, sir?
Yes, sir, I am.
Can you pronounce Kirk for me?
Kurt.
It is a McLean accent. Gary.
No, it's not. It is not.
He just said Kirk.
Really?
Say Kirk.
Say it again,
with
Gary.
With a K at the end.
It's Kurt.
Say it again, Gary.
Kurt.
It's the McLean accent.
You're saying Kurt.
K-I-R-K.
Yes, Kurt.
That's
it's Kurt.
I think Gary's doing
I'm
a great bit here.
No, huh? No. T at the end. It's Kurt.
No,
T at the end.
We asked you to say K at the end.
No, it's T. It's Kurt.
And that's because you're from McLean?
I guess. Hey, you know, I guess. I don't know. But nobody's ever asked me that.
But his name was Kirk. K-I-R-K. So we need you
right,
to say Kirk.
But we also, right. And everybody misspelled it or mispronounced it.
So you believe his name is – you so believe the quarterback
– in other words, you said that Kirk, his name was spelt wrong.
Who is the quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings, Gary?
When, now?
Now, yes.
It's Kurt. Kurt. So am I saying it wrong, right?
Yeah. I think you are, sir. Must be something in that McLean water. Thank you for the call, Gary. Appreciate you, dude. I'm going to go on record. I believe Gary was doing a bit.
I think it was a bit.
I think Gary was doing a bit, and I think it's important to point out.
Because he kept saying, he kept putting the T at the end.
Who knows? Sounds like he's qualified to be an NFL team president.
Have him call back, see how much he likes Coors Light.
There you go.
When we return, Landfill will give us the top five mistakes of the Bruce Allen era in Washington.
All right, everybody, it's Fight Night featuring the can't-miss rematch between Israel Adesanya and Marvin Vettori at UFC 263. And FanDuel is giving you 30-1 odds on either fighter to win the main event. That means you can win $150 off of a $5 bet. Place your first bet on FanDuel Sportsbook app using promo code Brian and get in on the incredible action. Then just sit back and watch the fist fly at Adesanya versus Vettori 2 on Saturday, June 12th. In the first fight, Adesanya won the fight, but will it be a whole new rewrite of the story this time where Vettori comes back and gets his revenge? FanDuel is my go-to for all my sports bets. You always get great promos, it's easy to use, and it's safe and secure, and you also have fast payouts that get you paid in as little as 24 hours. Don't forget, you can only get this offer on the FanDuel Sportsbook app, so download it today and sign up using promo code Brian so they know that we sent you. Again, that's promo code Brian, B-R-I-A-N. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 Fan. You have to be 21 years old or present in Virginia. New users only. Must wager in a designated offer market. $10 first deposit required. $150 max bonus. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problems? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Beamish and Finley, we're back. 106.7 The Fan right now. Landfill is counting down his list of the top 10 mistakes of the Bruce Allen era. So far, we've gone 10-6. Landfill says that Bruce Allen being involved in challenges was the 10th biggest mistake.
That was one.
His inability to say Kirk Cousins, instead saying Kurt Cousins, was his 9th biggest mistake. The firing and removal of Scott McLuhan that was so messy and so weird, the 8th biggest mistake.
It was weird.
The nuclear meltdown that happened between Bruce Allen and Mike Shanahan, 8th biggest mistake. The 6th biggest mistake, allowing everything that transpired with Robert Griffin III to transpire. Before we get into the top 5, Walter in Alexandria, a legend on these streets, a legend on this radio program, is on the line, and he has a mistake that Bruce Allen made. Hello, Walter. You are on the Gambit DC listener
line. Hello. How are you doing today, sir?
Doing What's great, up, buddy. Walt? How about you?
Just fine. You know, one of Bruce Allen's biggest mistakes was winning on and off the field. I think that was probably a problem, please.
That was certainly a problem, and I imagine
I think that one
that's going to make
that
the list.
Made the crap hit the fan right there.
Thank you for the call, Walter. Thank you for listening, as always. And real quick, K.I. in McLean wants to explain. Listen, just is it K.I.? Kai. Let's bring Kai on. Kai, do you know how to pronounce? Kai, are you from McLean?
I am. Graduated 82 in McLean.
McLean right. High School?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Can you pronounce Kirk Cousins for me?
It's Kirk Cousins.
One more time?
Not Kirk. Kirk. With a K.
Who is the quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings?
Kirk Cousins.
You said Kirk.
Finally, somebody got it. Thank you, Kai. We appreciate it. Landfill, on with the show.
All right, if you made it through that, now we'll get on with the list. Number 5 is actually somewhat courtesy of our very own John Paul Finley, and I have a little bit of audio here
Why is everybody calling me John Paul Finley? My name is James Patrick Finley.
I don't think that's true.
We call you John.
How would you describe the culture surrounding this football team?
You know, the culture is actually damn good.
It was not damn good. Can we just get that on the record?
No.
The culture was the opposite of damn good.
Did you hold back from laughing when he said that?
So that press conference was pretty intense, and they were very, very strict about who got the mic and in what order. And I kind of grabbed it at the end and was like, that was my kicker question. And it,
but my question is, were you like almost about to go like just lay out on the floor laughing like, dude, are you out your damn mind?
What
culture is great?
I had some feelings of similar to that. Okay, yes, gotcha. I did.
Okay, cool.
I was trying to be professional.
Number four, the salary cap penalty. I'm not exactly sure what led to it. I think there was some shenanigans during the uncapped year.
Told that we have a cap year, but we're not doing anything.
Right.
And they say, okay, but we're going to do what we want to do.
And then he got the team fined like $38 million, something like
36,
that.
36, 18 a year.
Yeah, and it was...
Good call, Landfill.
That was at a time, you know, that was 8 years ago. The salary cap was a lot lower than it is today.
And they lost 38. Then
it was a disaster.
Yeah. Shanahan said that completely crushed their ability to perform on special teams because it was like all these other players you need to sign, you just didn't get.
Yeah, but he said that he also said when you have a 3-4, you have a better special team. That didn't work either.
So. True.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
That cap fine was a big one.
Number three, I think this also happened at a press conference where our very own Jason Pierre-Finley was, and I have some audio for this one as well. Whoops.
Do you?
Winning off the field, but we got to start winning on the field.
There you go.
One more time.
We're winning off the field, but we got to start winning on the field.
B-Mitch, I mean, you bring that up all the time about how mad that makes
because
you.
Because I really believe that could be number one, because I believe that there were people who were still so in love with this franchise that they didn't care. And then when you just basically slapped them in their damn faces with your stupidity and said, we're not winning on the field, but we're winning off the field.
But we got to start winning on the
field. That made everyone feel, you don't care. You just care about winning, making money. You don't care about us. We spending big dollars, doing all this stuff, supporting, and you don't care about the product that we're looking at.
Now, in the great words of Biggie, number nine should have been number one to me. Number three should have been number one to me on the Bruce Allen list here. But you know what? I can only imagine how bad two and one must be.
Okay.
I know there are a lot of people thinking that number three should be number one. But, you know, I feel like number two also has a pretty good case for being number one. There was a player who had a growth on his head, and they said, nah, don't worry about it, dude. That's not a problem. And it turned out to be cancer. The guy nearly died, and then when he didn't want to play for the team, they refused to trade him. That happened. And by the way, he was the best player on the team. It was Trent Williams. That happened. That happened.
Landfill, when you explain it like that.
That happened.
What a colossal mistake. Because we can make fun of winning off the field and the culture's damn good. But, like, one, a guy had a real health risk.
The guy had cancer.
Two, trade him.
Right.
And get a first-round pick.
Didn't do that either.
Yeah. When they finally get rid of this dude, you're only able to trade him for a third and a fifth.
When they got rid of him, that person wasn't even in the franchise anymore.
No.
The guy.
Right. I mean, Ron got here, saw the situation, was like, okay, let's trade him.
Let's make it happen.
What the hell are we doing?
Yeah.
I don't think they had that answer.
Number one.
Number one. Letting Kirk Cousins leave the team. They haven't had a decent quarterback since. It's the most important position in the sport.
I thought you were going to say number one was hiring him.
Hiring Bruce Allen was a pretty big mistake. There were several other mistakes on here as well.
Letting Kirk leave is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Letting him leave for nothing.
Letting him leave for a third-round compensatory pick. Going, just messing all of it up so bad the entire way.
Yep.
Never having a quarterback. Drafting Dwayne Haskins, I mean, all of it. You don't even have Haskins on the list.
Haskins was 12. He would have been 12
what
on
was
the
11?
List. 11 would have been not letting Jay Gruden cut Josh Norman when he wanted to.
Yeah, I gave him $75 million. You can't make me look bad.
Mm-hmm.
You could say the Josh Norman contract.
That was a disaster, too.
That was.
What a mess. It
was never.
This is the franchise you sweat and bled for.
Yeah, but it wasn't like that when I was sweating.
I know.
The thing of it is, like one thing I always tell people is correct the problem. Okay? That little old saying, like if you sweep the dust under the rug, it's still in your house. They never, ever solved issues and problems. They always tried to throw money at it. And all that does is make it bigger and bigger. It compounds the problem. And that's why it took so long. But now you see Ron came in and said, okay, boom, then we'll get rid of this, we'll stop this, we'll stop that. You have to eventually get to the bottom and the crux of what the hell the problem is. And they never, ever wanted to address that. You ever gotten to a discussion that people were, well, let's talk about it later. And then later on they never talk about it again. So guess what's going to happen? The next time it comes up, it's going to be bigger, more explosive. And that's exactly what kept happening with that franchise. And finally, it seems like things are moving in the right direction. Let's hope that continues. But you need to see that for some years to totally believe it.
Next. Well done, Lamphill. Next on B-Mitch and Finley, Ben Standing from The Athletic will join the program. We'll talk about Washington Football Team minicamp and where they go next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.